Proverbs, chapter 16. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the reply of the tongue is from the Lord. All a man's ways are pure in his own eyes, but his motives are weighed out by the Lord. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be achieved. The Lord has made everything for his purpose, even the wicked for the day of disaster. Everyone who is proud in heart is detestable to the Lord. Be assured that he will not go unpunished. By loving devotion and faithfulness, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord one turns aside from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even the man's enemies live at peace with him. Better a little with righteousness than great gain with injustice. A man's heart plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. A divine verdict is on the lips of a king. His mouth must not betray justice. Honest scales and balances are from the Lord. All the weights in the bag are his concern. Wicked behavior is detestable to kings, for a throne is established through righteousness. Righteous lips are a king's delight, and he who speaks honestly is beloved. The wrath of a king is a messenger of death, but a wise man will pacify it. When a king's face brightens, there is life. His favor is like a rain cloud in spring. How much better to acquire wisdom than gold? To gain understanding is more desirable than silver. The highway of the upright leads away from evil. He who guards his way protects his life. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. It is better to be lowly in spirit among the humble than to divide the spoil with the proud. Whoever heeds instruction will find success, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. The wise in heart are called discerning, and pleasant speech promotes instruction. Understanding is a fountain of life to its possessor, but the discipline of fools is folly. The heart of the wise man instructs his mouth and adds persuasiveness to his lips. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. A worker's appetite works for him because his hunger drives him onward. A worthless man digs up evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. A perverse man spreads dissension, and a gossip divides close friends. A violent man entices his neighbor and leads him down a path that is not good. He who winks his eye devises perversity. He who purses his lips is bent on evil. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is attained along the path of righteousness. He who is slow to anger is better than a warrior, and he who controls his temper is greater than one who captures a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord.